Are you frustrated watching your hard-earned money ride the knee-jerking Wall Street roller coaster? Are you looking to diversify into alternate investments and set them on autopilot to achieve financial freedom? It's time to learn the ways of the wealthy. It's time to think outside the stocks with your host, Madhvi Jain, an immigrant from India and ex-IT professional who will bring you industry experts to illustrate a passive and holistic financial approach to build not just passive income, but also your generational wealth. Madhvi is on a mission to change the financial trajectory of one family at a time and 1,000 more to go. Are you going to be part of this vision? And now, without further ado, here is the host of Think Outside the Stocks, Madhvi Jain.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to our very first episode with Think Outside the Stocks. I'm your host, Madhvi Jain, and I am so excited to see you show up. Together, we are going to start our journey with the Think Outside the Stocks, the very first episode. So today, what are we going to talk about? Well, today we are going to talk about a little bit about you, little bit about me, and together with Think Outside the Stocks, what is our purpose? What are we going to try to achieve in this journey together? So let's talk about a little about you. Why are you here? With the name Think Outside the Stocks, your curiosity is ignited a little bit. You are here because you have few big problems. And at a high level, I typically see that there are three or four problems. Number one, that you are tired of the stock market volatility. You are tired of seeing your hard-earned money riding this Wall Street roller coaster. If it is going up, you cannot take the money out because you think that there is still potential. If it is going down, you cannot take it out either because, hey, it's pennies on the dollar now. So you are just frustrated. You want to diversify outside of the stock market. The second reason probably you are here because you are in that high income, high skill job where you have enjoyed the job so far and you may probably keep on enjoying too. But you are getting tired of that grind and you want to plan your financial freedom. You are looking for that systematic plan. The third reason, very important reason that you may be here because you are frustrated with your tax liability increasing every single year. More income you earn, more it goes to Uncle Sam's pocket. You want to achieve some income where you can create the tax-smart passive income streams. And number four reason that you are here, that you have been thinking about real estate and maybe you dabble in the world of real estate with being a landlord, but you do not have a way to multiply this growth, you have the way to create that complete passive income for your financial freedom, and you are looking for these ways. You have seen the city around you grow. You have even seen your friends, family, and colleague made a bucket load of money with real estate. But you do not have the time, money, and risk tolerance to put so much money in real estate. So you are looking for that risk-managed way of making money in the real estate. And you might even think that, is it too late for me to invest? You have this solid FOMO that world around me has grown into real estate. So is it too late? Did I miss that boat? Now let's talk a little bit about me. My name is Madhvi and I'm president and wealth strategist at Think Outside the Stocks. It's a commercial real estate focused investment company, but my perspective is always about that holistic approach for creating your solid financial structure. I live in Austin with my husband and two kids, and in my past life, I actually spent in the corporate world. In this country, I have worked 16, 17 years in IT industry and most of this time actually with one of the top five consulting firms. I have grown a lot and gained tremendous knowledge from my consulting world. But unfortunately for me, in 2015, I had to put that screeching stop to my six-figure income because of my health. And that's when the financial freedom journey began for me in a reverse order. I started delving into real estate world. I created a rental portfolio, Airbnb, and I also invested in passive commercial real estate. And now I am an active participant. I have an active portfolio of 790 units of apartment syndication with 170 million value, which I have invested as a co-GP with my passive partners and a strategic relationship with syndication partners. I am passionate about bringing the education and I am on a mission to change the financial trajectory of one family at a time and thousands more to go. In Think Outside the Stocks podcast, we will talk about various commercial real estate options which are completely passive for busy professionals like you. We will talk about different investment types such as apartment complex, self-storage, senior assisted living, industrial, and much, much more. But we will not just stop there. We will go beyond this completely passive income streams, and we will talk about how you can make your savings efficient with Infinity Banking System. We will also talk about the four cornerstones of your financial structure, your tax planning, your legal and asset protection. We will also talk about the holistic perspective of passing this generational wealth through estate planning and life planning. So it is not just about passive income or financial freedom, but it is a holistic perspective of your financial structure to grow, preserve, protect, and pass to generational wealth. One thing I have realized as a first generation immigrant after leaving my corporate job, that the wealthy of this country has completely different tools in their toolbox. And by inviting these industry experts to our show, we will not only talk about their expertise in this passive world of commercial real estate, but we will also talk about how do they think outside the stocks? What are the toolkits that they have in their wealth strategies and what we can learn from them? World's richest people have become millionaires through real estate, and success leaves clues. So we will talk to these guests, these experts, and try to learn from the clues that they have left behind. Do a favor for me today. Take a few minutes out and note down, what do you know about this world outside the stocks? What do you know about this holistic approach? And periodically, especially at the end of the year, we will measure our progress. We will look back and see how far we have come together. By the way, I do have to insist that this podcast is information and education purpose only. We are not providing any investment opportunities on this podcast for you. And the guests and the industry experts that we are bringing in is based on their track record in the industry. We have not done a due diligence in terms of bringing these investments from them. So if you want to participate in these investments with them directly, please do your own due diligence. Consult your tax professional, your legal team, your financial advisors, if need to, so you can participate in these investments. But this podcast is just for pure education and information purpose only. So again, thank you so much for listening to our first episode. Starting second episode, we are going to talk about how you can create an active cash flow using completely passive real estate investments. So stay tuned and see you in episode 2.
Thanks for tuning in to the Think Outside the Stocks podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please like and subscribe. Madhvi is on a mission to change the financial trajectory of one family at a time, with 1,000 more to go. We hope you'll be a part of this vision. Please join our growing community. And to get your journey started, visit thinkoutsidethestocks.com to download your free guide on active income with passive real estate investments. If you learn something new, please share it with one person today. And if you have 60 seconds, please leave us an Apple review to help us reach more people like you. Tune in for the next episode.